If you want to go even deeper and get exclusive access to additional resources, weekly live streams, and a community of growth-minded e-commerce business owners, then you need to join the E-Commerce Alley Facebook group by going to alleypodcast.com/group. There's a bit more than 2,000 of us there, and I'd love to see you there as well.
Advantage Plus shopping campaigns are something that over the last 6 to 9 months, we have seen become a pretty big staple in our scaling strategy. And not only that, we've been able to create great stability in our Facebook ad accounts, and we've also been able to have some pretty large budget leaps by using them. The caveat is that you have to have a few things in place to really get them to work. In this podcast, what I want to do is I want to talk about how we're using Advantage Plus shopping campaigns to just unlock more spend and stability within our Facebook ad accounts. Now, before I talk about Advantage Plus, what I'm going to do in this episode is I want to break down, first of all, what we need in order to move into them, because if you move into them without the right puzzle pieces, they're going to fall apart. But then also, I want to talk about, like, what does the actual setup look like? How are we scaling it from, like, a budgetary standpoint? What kind of leaps are we making with it? And then also, what does the stability aspect of it begin to look like? So I kind of want to cover that inside this podcast, just to kind of preview what we're going to be talking about. But before we do, I want to talk about scaling. What does it actually mean? What does it actually look like? Scaling, scale up, all of these are, like, really big words, and just a simple idea of how do we create greater leverage within advertising. And so I want to break down the myth of everyone trying to scale too soon. A lot of times we think that scaling, especially within Facebook, this is really, really common. We think that it's like if we're climbing a mountain, we think, oh, the top of the mountain is where I'm going and I'm at the bottom. I just have to look straight up and I just have to crank it up until I get there. But things don't usually work like that, do they? If you're climbing a mountain, you're not just going straight to the top. You're going to have to find a path and you're going to hit dead ends and you're going to have to backtrack and you're going to have switchbacks and you're going to have to find your way to make it to the top. And scaling in advertising is very similar. So, for example, a lot of times you might see ads all the time flaunting, like, oh, 10 return on ad spend or 8 return on ad spend. And it's like ROAS is the metric of success. But in reality, yes, while we make decisions oftentimes based on ROAS or cost per acquisition or cost per acquired customer, when we're making decisions based on those, yes, that is a metric we look at. But the reality is that you can't just find an ad. If you're spending $25 a day, it's going to look a lot different from a return on ad spend standpoint when you're spending $250 a day or $2,500 a day or $25,000 a day. It's going to look very different. It's not just like you're cranking the volume up. It's not like, oh, I'm spending $25 a day and I have a $100 product and I got one purchase, so I'm at a 4 ROAS. Now I'm going to take that $25 and I'm just going to increase the budget to $250 and expect to still get a 4 ROAS. I say this because scaling is in Facebook advertising is an amplifier. And if you try to scale on some of these things like Advantage Plus shopping, they're amplifiers to what you already have. And if you don't have good stuff, you're not going to amplify good stuff. So scaling is a methodical process. Yes, sometimes you luck out and you can really ramp things up and get traction right away. But just remember that when we're looking to scale in Facebook, the goal is not these wild swings of profitability and having, like, if my target ROAS is 2.5, I'm not trying to scale at a 5 or a 6. Because the probability of that happening is close to zero. Instead, what we're looking for is stability at our target ROAS. All right. So if your break even, first thing we have to understand is what is our break even return on ad spend? And let's say that's like a 1.8 and my target is like a 2.5. If I'm above the 2.5, I have to be okay and happy with that as I scale. Yes, sometimes you're going to have days of 4. Sometimes you're going to have days of 6. Sometimes you're going to have days of 2.2. But if we can average a 2.5 or higher, that's what we're trying to unlock. We're trying to unlock more spend with stability. All right. Just keep that in mind. More spend with stability. That is what we're looking at. And so stability is the key variable here. But when we move into scaling, the most important thing is to remember we need good inputs. Bad inputs get bad outputs. So before I even think about moving into Advantage Plus and really starting to scale the budgets in here, I need to have some validated assets that I have validated in some other capacity. We use something we call an audience lab. It's a way of isolating and testing different audiences that we can then stack later in like bigger campaigns. And we have different ways of scaling. Advantage Plus is one of them. But we have to have some degree of proven assets. So what I don't want you to do is be like, you know what? I'm just going to grab these 10 images and these different headlines and primary text. I'm just going to throw them all together and just throw them in Advantage Plus. If you want to do that, have at it. Obviously, it's your own ad account. But my advice is that if you're going to move into Advantage Plus and you want to let it work and stabilize and be able to achieve higher spend thresholds, you have to have some proven assets because bad inputs will produce bad outputs. Now that we're all on the same page, We have to have good inputs. That's the most important thing before we move into Advantage Plus. I want to talk a little bit about what Advantage Plus is going to look like. If you're not familiar with Advantage Plus shopping campaigns, at this moment in time, most accounts have them. Some don't have access to them. But essentially, if you go create an account in Facebook, click the little green create button, you'll see Advantage Plus shopping or manual campaign setup. If you do not see Advantage Plus shopping, you probably don't have access to it right this moment. And you're just, unfortunately, you're just gonna have to wait until you finally get access. But to break it down, an Advantage Plus shopping campaign does not allow you to have audiences. So it is what we consider open. I call it open, some people call it broad. It's where there are no audiences. The only thing that you will select is gender, location, and age range. So those are the things we're going to select. There are also some other options in here where we can upload lists of our customers and then allocate a percentage of the daily budget to go toward your existing customers for repeat purchases. And I'm going to talk about more of that when we get to the setup component of this. And so when we're moving into Advantage Plus shopping, just know that the structure is we have the campaign level. There's really not an ad set level because we're not picking any targeting. And then we have our ads within the campaign. Now, Facebook, as of right now, only allows you to have 8 total Advantage Plus shopping campaigns. They cap you at it. So when we're doing this, my preference is to have campaigns, if I'm going to have multiple, I'm going to have them organized by collection or what we call an EPF, an evergreen product funnel, meaning what the primary entry point we have for our customers. Now, if you only have one, you may even break them down by creatives and say, this advantage, let's say the entry point for me is this coffee mug that I have on my desk right now. This is the coffee mug that I'm going to be promoting. And this is what we constantly are running for purchases. Well, I might have, if I'm only focusing in on this evergreen product funnel, I might have one campaign that is using only images, one campaign that is only using video. That's one way to do it. We have other clients that are doing it based on seasons. Like these images are focused on this type of a season. This image is focused on this type of a season to see which one gets better response. But ultimately, we can only have 8. So the part of the reason I believe Facebook only allows us to have 8 is because they want us to give them more control. If they say you can have unlimited, people are just going to come in and start creating a ton of different Advantage Plus shopping campaigns, way more than 8. And Facebook wants to say, no, give us your budget and start scaling vertically by increasing the budget and let our AI machine learning find your ideal customer inside of the entire open audience that you've selected. So that's kind of the high level of Advantage Plus shopping. Essentially what Facebook wants is they want us to give them control of how much they want us to push to cold traffic, how much they want us to push to like hot traffic and existing customers or warm audiences, percentage wise, and then you only add in the ads and determine the budget once you've launched it. That's what Facebook is really wanting. They've been wanting that for a long time, and Advantage Plus shopping is one way for them to do that. And to be honest, I'm glad. It's great. Ideally, and hopefully, we get to the point where we don't need to select interests. We don't have to build lookalikes. We just have to build good ads, get good creatives, have good hooks, have good copy, and be able to load that into Facebook and say, Facebook, you do your magic. You have a bajillion data points on every single person on the planet, and we want you to find the people that are most likely to buy from us. That's where I believe machine learning, AI, where it's all going is that direction. We're not quite there yet because there's a lot of targeting we see doing really well and actually do better than only open. But Facebook is leaning toward that. In Advantage Plus shopping, what we're also noticing is getting a priority in the auction place. So we're actually seeing Advantage Plus shopping have lower CPMs. We're seeing it also oftentimes have higher click-through rates because Facebook is just finding those people and maybe they're just CPMs are lower and they're just like giving us better reach because of that. We're having good click-through rates, and we're having some of the lowest cost per clicks in a lot of other campaigns that we're running. Like, we're seeing the best results there. On top of that, we are seeing a higher stabilized ROAS over 7, 14, 30-day periods of time. What normally, and I say normally, normal is like a relative word that like oftentimes, I guess maybe that's a better word. Oftentimes, I see these campaigns that we launch in, with ad set level budgets, and what happens is they do well for a week or two, and then sometimes they will start to fatigue. Now, that doesn't happen all the time, but I hear that from a lot of different people. And what I've seen stabilize probably better than ad set level budgets overall is Advantage Plus shopping. And we've seen this stabilize really, really well. And I don't want to blanket it and say that it works in every single account. Sometimes I don't see Advantage Plus shopping work. It just kind of depends. I would say the most common we see work like really well for are products that are more well-known and that people understand. So if you have a product that is like, you have a single product and it's very unique and it's not, there's like an educational curve to it and it's not just something that people normally click and buy, it may not work for you. We see this work probably more often than not with more general products. You lean into jewelry, you're talking like pet products, you're talking food and beverage. Like, some of those are a little bit more easy to understand. And so I think that's why just going open tech typically will work better and Advantage Plus will work better. But so far, Advantage Plus has come a long way. In the last 6 to 9 months, we have seen it become one of our prime ways of scaling and in increasing that spend and maintaining stability. It's kind of similar to Google's Performance Max campaigns. Those campaigns, if you're unfamiliar, also stabilize really, really well. And we've seen some crazy return on ad spend in client accounts and brands that we don't manage Google ads, but I've just seen it from afar. And I'm like, man, I wish Facebook's Advantage Plus was like that. And in the last 6 months or so, we have started to see it actually happen. When we're having things stabilize in the 3-4 ROAS range, and this is like at scale, and when we're like starting to spend a lot more money on Facebook ads. Now, there is a caveat to this, and two. One, we have to move in with good assets. Bad inputs equals bad outputs. The second thing, and this is really important before you go do this, and just monitor this because this is a trend that we have seen. When we turn on Advantage Plus shopping, we have often seen a decrease in performance in other purchase-based campaigns in our accounts that are not Advantage Plus shopping. I want to bring this up as kind of a word of maybe caution. I don't know if caution is the word, because if you can stabilize and have greater spend within Advantage Plus and not have to worry about other campaigns with tons of audiences, then that's great. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't, but I would say more than 50% of the time, we see when you turn on Advantage Plus shopping, a decrease in performance in other purchase campaigns. I don't really know why. It's Facebook says Advantage Plus has priority in the auction place, but it'd be weird to me if it's also within your account. But we're kind of gathering that it's also in your account, because sometimes when you turn them on, you're like, oh, these are killing it. And then you go look at your audience labs or other campaigns that are like you're running that are ad set level and you're targeting interest, and you just start to see their results start to go down. We can't explain it. I just want to share that because that is a trend that we're noticing within these. But if we can achieve what we want to achieve, it doesn't matter, does it? If we can achieve that, who cares? If we can achieve a higher ROAS or higher spend with stability, that's what we're going for anyway. And if that's the case, then let's continue leaning into it. Let's talk about what this will look like though. So in Advantage Plus shopping, Facebook allows you to have up to 150 creatives, 150 ads. We don't do that many, and to be honest, I've never added that many because that's a lot of freaking ads. What we have done is we move in with like three unique ads that are proven, like things that we've done before that we've seen results in, and we just take those and make sure they're all similar in nature, meaning they're all promoting like the same collection, the same product, the same offer, and we piece them together. We put them together in a single campaign. Now, if you have different ones that are in different products or collections or offers, just put them in their own campaign, but you want at least three. The reason we have three is Facebook, what we notice happen is we put them in this Advantage Plus shopping. Facebook will spend a little on each. Of course, just like normal, it's going to latch onto one of them, put most of the spend in one of those. But unlike other campaigns, we find that we're able to like turn them off and it'll redistribute and still do well, versus sometimes in ad set based campaigns, if we turn off an ad and it has to redistribute, it doesn't do that well. And when you add new ads in, it just wrecks the whole campaign. Advantage Plus, we see that we'll start with three just so we have some variety in there. Facebook will latch on to the one it thinks is doing the best. You let it spend, and then you let it kind of juggle between them. And then if we need to, we'll shut something off if it starts to fall below our KPI, and then we'll add and inject another ad. Well, here's the interesting thing. When we inject ads, we don't see it wreck performance like it normally will wreck. Like if I'm running a campaign that's like ad set budget, and I were to add in, like, let's say three ads, and I shut one off, usually that hurts performance, by the way, but let's say it doesn't. As soon as we add a new ad or we inject something new in, we see it affect performance very quickly. And so Advantage Plus, we're noticing it doesn't as much. You can actually add new ads in and it still maintains that stability. And so we can have up to 150 ads, but we have the campaign level and then we have the ads level. That's pretty much it. We can't select any audiences. We can only select demographics of gender, location, and age range. So we are going to select those. But let's talk about setup here. Here's what the setup is going to look like. So campaign settings, we're going to choose the objective. We're going to go to sales. We're going to go to Advantage Plus shopping campaign. The budget is going to be set at the campaign level. And the minimum daily budget we recommend starting with is $50 a day. You can start higher than that. You can start higher. Like a lot of times I like to start at like 100 a day is like a minimum and then start to really increase it after that. The bare minimum I'm going to do though is $25 or $50 per day with these. So $50 a day is what we're doing here. We started at midnight the following day, so it gets a full 24 hours of spend. You don't get to select the targeting, but you do get to choose from your custom audiences of warm and hot, and then you get to allocate a percentage of your budget that you want to go to your warm and hot audiences. Now, that percentage is completely up to you. We've seen Facebook spends oftentimes 5 to 10% more than they say. So if you go in and you say, I want you to put 10% to my existing warm and hot audiences, and it'll allocate that percentage to those people. We usually see it do 15 to 20% of the budget. We just see it do more than we usually allocate. So we'll put 5 to 10% of our budget, we'll allocate for the retargeting elements of it. And then we will upload all of our hot audiences of existing customers and just let it kind of target them or add in some of those hot audiences of like all email customers if you want. So then that way, the great thing about this, I'm just going to throw this out there. The great thing about this is that we get to finally allocate a percentage of budget to those all within the same campaign. Because here's what happens whenever you launch into a different campaign, and let's say you have an ad set level budget and you don't exclude your warm and hot, or let's say you included them, what happens is Facebook just hammers them like crazy. And then it throws your frequency up and it wrecks the campaign and it very rarely goes to cold traffic. But in this, we can run like 85, 90% of our budget to cold and then still allocate that percentage in one spot. I mean, it's the ideal scenario, right? So that's the setup. And then we move with three ads minimum. So we're going to move in with three ads, pulling from the unique post ID so we can carry that social media proof. And that's it. That's how we're going to set up the campaign and we're going to launch it. Minimum is $50 a day. We like to let it run. But here's the thing. While normally I expect some degree of stabilization within, or some degree of traction within 3 days, with Advantage Plus, we give it 5 to 7. Something we've kind of noticed is Advantage Plus can sometimes take a little bit longer to stabilize. It might be because it's an open audience, like it's just going to everybody, right? So it's gonna be really, really broad. And we need Facebook to try to find those people and start to optimize based on that. And so we see it take a little while longer. Normally, if I'm launching in other campaigns, I wanna see within 3 days, I wanna start seeing some purchases within 7 days. I need to be at some degree of like a break-even ROAS on it. But with these, we see them stabilize. It takes a little bit longer. So 5 to 7 days. Once we get through that period, what we are looking for, here's how we're going to scale within it. What we're looking for is a break even or pause or target. So let's say my break even is 1.7 ROAS, which means you have like 60% profit margin. So 1.67. So if you're at 1.7, that's what call that my break even. And my target is 2.5. If I am within that range, we're going to leave it. If we start to go above that 2.5 range, we are going to increase it. Every several days, we're going to increase it. And then we're going to let it sit. Once we increase it, so if today is Monday and I increase it today, I'm going to wait until at least Wednesday or Thursday before I look at it again. And if in the previous 7 days we are still above it, I'm going to bump it again. And the cool thing about this is before, and maybe you've heard this before, only increased by 20%. Because when you go higher than that, it does start to mess with things for some reason. And it's really annoying. I wish you could just, in ad set based budgets, I wish you could just double the ad set and it would be fine. Well, it isn't. It usually wrecks it. In Advantage Plus, we actually see it be able to do that. Like we can go from 50 and we could double it to 100. And sometimes it'll take like 5 to 7 days to stabilize. Sometimes it'll just stabilize right away and we're good to go. And then we can bump it to 150. And so for us, we like to just make, it depends on the budget and where your revenue is and everything, but at the minimum, we can jump $50 a day pretty easily, or $50 a day budgets every several days. And we can just keep stacking that and keep stacking that. If you start with higher budgets, you can start making larger leaps. So if you're starting at like 500 a day, you could jump to like 750 if you really wanted to. Like you could start making these larger jumps just based on what your budget is. And we'll increase that every couple days. And as long as we're above the break even, we're going to maintain. If we're above target, we'll continue to increase the budget as long as we maintain those numbers. If we see ads fatigue, we shut them off and we inject new ads. So we're always having three ads that it's juggling between, and we're constantly monitoring those. But overall, Advantage Plus, it's going to vary. Some of you listening to this, it might do really well for you. Some of you listening to this, it might not do very well for you. I encourage you, it's worth trying. $50 a day is the minimum we want to do. We only want to move in with three good inputs of three good ads we have proven in some other capacity for purchases, because good inputs equals good outputs, bad inputs equals bad outputs. But this is how we're scaling as of right now with Advantage Plus. You know, we scale with other types of campaigns, but with this one in particular, we're seeing a lot of improvement that Facebook has made. I encourage you, go try it. Then follow me on Instagram at Josh Coffee. Shoot me a DM. Let me know the kind of results as you're doing this. I would love to follow along with you, kind of cheer on the sidelines for you, or at least give you some advice on that. But you, my friend, have been listening to the E-Commerce Alley podcast produced by Dylan Counts. And if you want to get more information like this is just like audio, video, like we're having fun here. But if you want to get access to like weekly live streams where we're breaking down e-commerce store websites, and we're talking about conversion rate optimization, boosting AOV, we're overviewing ads managers, we're teaching on different concepts and how to build frameworks within your business to really start to experience scale and stability at the same time, join the E-Commerce Alley group. It's free. Alleypodcast.com/group, or just go search it in Facebook. You'll find us. We'll see you in the next episode.